All right, we jump in with both feet here in checking in with our fine Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor, Jonathan Savage. Good afternoon, Jonathan. How are you?
Hello. I'm a little bit of a cold, actually, but apart from that, I'm powering through it.
All right, you power through. Anything we can do to help you? Vitamin C, zinc, you know, the usual stuff.
Okay.
We had a very reserved, genteel Marco Rubio laying out the administration's foreign policy agenda at the Munich Security Conference, and he was, from what I can tell, very well accepted and may have moved up in the who will be the next Republican presidential candidate sweepstakes.
Perhaps he would, and perhaps if you compare his speech to that of J.D. Vance at the same conference a year ago, European leaders might be starting to come round to that idea. Certainly, the Vance speech versus the Rubio speech got me thinking of a very elongated good cop, bad cop situation. Because last year, J.D. Vance addressed the European leaders, and he berated them. He criticized them. He threatened them, almost, about what could happen if they continue along the roads of one which they were going. That was not a well-received speech. However, Marco Rubio's speech was showed much more fondness towards Europe. He tried to put across being an ally of Europe, saying our destiny will always be intertwined. We belong together. We will always be a child of Europe. However, underneath the bow, wrapped inside the ribbon of that message from Marco Rubio, was the same Trump administration message towards Europe, criticizing immigration policies, criticizing climate strategy, insisting again that Europe has to invest far more in defense. It was a very similar message to Vice President Vance's speech last year, but delivered in far more diplomatic terms.
I think that's exactly right, Jonathan Savage. At least that's everything that I'm hearing. And it was kind of, he didn't just carry the baton passed to him by Vance the year before. And Vance kind of used that baton to smash Europe on the head. But he blended, I guess, what we could call Trumpism and Reaganism by lamenting how in 1945, quote, the great Western empires had entered into terminal decline, accelerated by godless communist revolutions and by anti-colonial uprisings that would transform the world and drape the red hammer and sickle across vast swatches of the map in the years to come. We are part of one civilization, Western civilization. He made that very clear. And I think, as you said, I think it went over very well.
Yeah, a couple of quotes from Marco Rubio that stood out to me in that regard. He said, "We have no interest in being polite and orderly caretakers of the West's managed decline." And also saying, "We do not want allies shackled by guilt and shame. We want allies who are proud of their culture and heritage and are willing to help us defend it." In the room, you have European leaders who have been grappling with a situation over the years of managing large increases in immigration and people from other parts of the world, trying to incorporate them into their culture without losing their culture. And a lot of people, I think particularly in the US, have been looking at Europe and thinking that the politicians are losing that battle. We are seeing right-wing parties elevating in their standing in various parts of Europe, including the Netherlands and Germany. We are seeing governments in Slovakia and Hungary, which are among the governments closest to the Trump administration, who are taking a stand against that anti-immigration stance. And perhaps Marco Rubio was trying to, almost give permission to European countries to move their immigration policy somewhat to the right.
Jonathan Savage with us, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor. You know, without, from what I recall in hearing what I've heard, without actually identifying or naming China, he talked about what's going on and how many of us have been caught up in this climate cult, the greenhouse gas limitations, but they were just one-sided. We were the only ones living up to them, and European nations is too, as well. But the competitors, that would be China, exploit oil and coal and natural gas and anything else. Let's face it, I don't have the number right in front of me. I heard it again the other day. How many new coal-fired plants China continues to build every day, every week, every month, every year? They just do whatever they want to do. The rest of us have had our hands tied in terms of energy usage, while we, as Americans, and I understand the president feeling very strongly about this, we're sitting on endless amounts of coal and natural gas, and yet we've had our hands tied while we watch our competitors and those that are going up against us, and in China's case, those that want us to disappear, they just do whatever they need and want to do.
The European leaders, the vast majority of them, are absolutely committed to the idea that climate change is happening and it's caused by human beings, and absolutely committed, they say, to doing something about it. Now, their actions haven't always matched up to their words, but the words have been very strong about that. China's an interesting one because it's playing the field a little bit. It's got its coal power plants, but China also has the largest installed wind power capacity of any nation on Earth, accounting for about 7.5% of its power generation. Perhaps there will be a desire.
Wait a minute. Jonathan, yeah. Did you say China?
Yes.
And wind power? Did the president? I thought the president said, "You'll notice China makes all of the windmills, but don't have any wind farms."
Yeah, that wasn't actually accurate at all. Unfortunately,
what?
President Trump.
What?
China has the largest installed wind power capacity of any nation on Earth.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, there's another one. I didn't know that. I took his word on that, and I've quoted it. Now I feel stupid because I quoted what the president said, and it was not correct. Imagine that. Jonathan, God bless you. Thank you for the good work. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a good day.
You too. Jonathan Savage, Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor, as we continue in Focus.